Are you noticing anything different about the weather this spring? Kate from Pittsburgh says she is. She posted a comment recently on the iCChange.org website. It's a public radio initiative that we're partnering with, and it's kind of a community conversation about weather and climate. Kate describes the last week as yo-yo weather. For example,
there was a frost advisory for the morning of May 23 with a low 14 degrees below normal, and now May 24 is predicted to be 5 degrees above normal. This is much more variability than I remember in the past.
So what gives? We got in touch with some scientists from Penn State University's meteorology department to find out if what Kate's reporting is normal.
Normal really isn't normal when it comes to the weather.
That's Fred Godomsky. He lectures about meteorology, and he's a host of the Weather World broadcast on the Pennsylvania Cable Network. He says normal temperatures are just averages of all the weather that took place on a particular day over the last 30 years or so, including these large variations, which are not uncommon in the spring. Meteorologists call this pattern that we've been in a high amplitude pattern.
It really means that the jet stream, which on average flows from west to east, has unusually large bends in it, and that brings cold air masses south and unusually warm air masses farther north than usual.
The pattern can create frost one day and temperatures that feel like summer the next. Godomsky says we've been in this pattern for a few weeks, and it might last another couple. David Titley is director of Penn State's Center for Solutions to Weather and Climate Risk. He says it's important to remember that weather isn't the same as climate. Titley says meteorologists look at climate as a longer-term average.
Let's say you're playing poker, and you've got five cards in your hand. Think of those five cards. You know, they may be really good cards, they may be bad cards, they may be something in the middle. That's like today's weather. Climate is the card deck from which that got dealt.
And climate change? It's slipping a couple more aces into that deck. It changes the odds of getting extreme weather events. Titley says in Pennsylvania, the averages for nighttime and daytime temperatures are creeping up. But as far as changes in temperature variability go, it's something they're still trying to figure out. His center is working on what he calls a weather weirdness index to try to quantify how the jet stream is changing. That would help him better answer questions like Kate's. So Kate, thanks for posting to IC Change. If you have a weather or climate-related observation or question, go to iCChange.org. That's iSEEchange.org. Log in and tell us about it. You can upload photos or even video. We can't wait to hear what you're seeing or hearing or even feeling. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.